Here we are. You know, you're starting the NCAA tournament and getting down to that last several weeks of play, and you know, exciting time. So you're wrapping things up with the league and heading out. So we were at the selection show the other day, and you know, we're getting our draw, and on the other side is men's basketball. That was kind of a little distracting there at the same time, but we got our draw, and obviously then, you know, everything's off to work and get going with what you've got. But we're heading out to Creighton, and Creighton is a very good team, and they're hosting this, and they are well deserving of that. They were in the Elite Eight last year, a great team, a lot of kids back, and we drew Missouri State, which Missouri State has played. They've gone on an 18-match run. They've just been great. They've been spectacular in all of their matchups this year, and have played quite a few Big Ten teams, beating Ohio State and going the distance with Illinois. And so that's a really tough matchup. They have a lot of great players, and Lily Johnson is probably the one to note in terms of, you know, what she's been able to do. But they have several other players on their team that are very talented and play great defensively. They have over 19 digs per game, which is if you look at some of the averages, more like 14, 15 per game, and so they're a very strong team defensively, and will definitely want to stretch us in every way, shape, or form. And so we have a lot of respect for what they're doing. Melissa does a great job with them, and they're very fiery and play very hard. So we know that we've got our work cut out for us in that matchup, and you know, just working this week to get ourselves ready for that, and you know, and just put ourselves in a position to be successful. So, you know, back to the drawing board, have gone over film and all of that with our team, and getting ready for, you know, what we hope is a long tournament run, but certainly one that you got to start with the work that you're doing here today, so, and yesterday, and so on. So big matchups. Coastal Carolina is also in this draw, and Coastal Carolina has 29 wins on the season and have played well into the tournament in the past, and, you know, just are strong and tough and very physical team. When you're looking at the whole grouping defensively, you know, these teams are going to make you work. So we definitely have our work cut out for us. We have a lot of offense. We're strong at the net, and so, you know, just really working. We're just going to have to work to stretch that and make sure that we have the great balance and working on our first contact in the game in order to do so. So that's kind of what we have laid out for you.
Balancing selection shows and all of it, and then Connor not only got to play, but he played significantly and played well. Is that probably the most difficult time as a mom when you're trying to balance it all?
Well, you definitely are trying to balance it all, and, you know, we had some big matches ahead of us, so no doubt, you know, it was an exciting time, and I'm just glad that, you know, he did all right. But that's about it, and, you know, and obviously, you know, very, very happy for the team and what they were able to accomplish, but really, you know, focused on what we have to do ahead of us. So,
Kathy.
Yep, over there. Sorry.
I was looking back over your tournament draws across this streak. I think over the last 5 or 6 years, you've gotten one of these mid-major schools in the opening round that, you know, has a solid resume, presents a different challenge. I'm curious, just from your perspective, is it harder than facing a Power 5 opponent to start in the NCAA tournament, facing one of these schools that maybe you know somewhat less about?
Well, you know, you got to get to work hard, and I have a lot of respect for what Melissa's done over there. You know, they've been wonderful, and I do know just from the last couple of years what they've been able to do. They really schedule strong early in the year, and so you see that they match up well against everybody, and they're playing really hard. And so this is you know, it's got our team's attention for sure, and so we'll be ready, and we just need to get back to the work, you know, that we have to do. So. Yeah, they're fine.
What do you take from the way last year ended?
Yeah, I'm not pleased with it.
Yeah, I mean, just got some experience from that. What's the value in that?
Yeah, you know, I think through every disappointment there needs to be value, right? You need to learn from that, and you need to get motivated by that. And so in everything that you do, I mean, you've got to reposition yourself and get yourself wrapped around it. And so for our seniors, you know, that know that we lost in the second round to Arizona, yeah, that still sticks in our craw. And for this team to go further and to push beyond that is vital to us. And so yes, it's right there, and it's still raw, and it's still, you know, I apparently, you know how it is. You remember the losses more than you do sometimes the wins, and so our team is very motivated and ready to go. But I you can always reference, you know, sometimes your failures, you know, and what you have to do and how you go about it differently. And so that's where that's at. And I think it's helped to propel us really into the season that we've had.
You said raw still. I mean, that, so that's something that's...
Yeah, I never forget losses. Yes, it is. It's definitely on your mind and what you're going to do. You know, we just want to make sure that, I mean, the seniors team, you know, they're so senior laden. They just really want to finish this and leave their mark on this program.
You've been around the athletic department during a lot of winning at different times. Have you been around a part where there's more than one fall? I mean, we're doing a press conference now, or even the hockey program's winning again.
It's awesome.
Does it feel?
There's a lot of things cooking here at Michigan State, and that really propels just an excitement among all the athletes on campus, but the campus as well. And just I love that. I think it's great when you can celebrate with all the teams that are doing so well. You know, with Damon and hockey and basketball and football. It's just awesome.
Does it change the vibe between coaches and programs when
it's upbeat? You know, it definitely does help you, and you really are just truly thrilled for everybody and how they're doing. And so it just brings that level of excitement up and people talking about the Spartans, and it's a team, it's a whole group of teams that are doing well. So it's really pretty awesome.
It's Kathy.
Sorry.
The notes here, all these three teams say they're tournament champs. Does that mean they have a conference tournament at the end of their year?
Yes. A lot of conferences do have the conference tournament. We do not have one. The Pac-12 does not have one. But a lot of them do finish the season with that kind of tournament. And the winner of the tournament generally will get the automatic bid. And then you have to look for the at-larges after that if they can get those.
Is that something that do you think the Big Ten would benefit from? Or does that provide these guys coming off a tournament type atmosphere just, you know, a couple of
We have talked about it, and we used to be a pure double round robin, and that was great because, you know, there's so much parity in this league, and you want to find out who the true champion is. We've had to whittle that down and go to 20 games of 1.5 rounds or 1.75 rounds. There has been talk about that. It's just with the timing of it and the brutality of our league, how would we run each other down in order to get ready for the tournament? And it's hard enough playing two matches in the last week before you get into the NCAA against the quality of opponent that we have, that we really, you know, we've discussed that we're just not ready to move on it yet. So, Fred?
No, you kind of covered it. Good luck.
Okay, good. Thank you. Anybody else? All right, guys, well, we'll see you soon.